presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources, updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 7th, 11 o'clock America, New York, the Miners' Strike. The Miners' Strike is one of the most controversial events in modern British history. One version is that Margaret Thatcher sought the conflict, prosecuted it ruthlessly, and destroyed a viable industry to crush the powerful National Union of Mineworkers, NUM.
Global Economy. April 7th, 9:31 America, New York. The EU's recovery fund is already shaping its future. Economic convergence is back and will affect the politics of the bloc's next budget. Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
April 7th, 9:24 America, New York. Steelworkers push back against $14 billion deal for U.S. steel as vote looms. Nippon Steel is pitching new investment in aging plants to help win the union's support for the planned deal. Union leaders say they're unconvinced. Copyright. Jean J. Puskar, Associated Press.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. April 7th, 9 o'clock America, New York. Public choice versus Homo Politicus. Old habits of thought are difficult to shred. Public choice theory entered economics three quarters of a century ago, but many analysts and journalists have barely noticed. Global Economy.
April 7th, 8 o'clock America, New York. The Great American Transport Crisis tells us something. From the Baltimore Bridge collapse to chaos at Boeing, what look like discrete problems are in fact part of a wider dysfunction.
Marginal Revolution.
April 7th, 7:57 America, New York. When does provenance justify a consumption experience? Constantine emails me a question. Hey Tyler, you said you tried coffee just once at a coffee ceremony in an Ethiopian village, as coffee probably originates in Ethiopia.
Global Economy. April 7th, 7 o'clock America, New York. Will the oil price rally continue? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead. Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
April 7th, 7 o'clock America, New York. What one employer found when it started providing childcare. A coffee roastery opened a subsidized facility on site as companies look for ways to keep staff in high turnover jobs. Copyright. Laura Saunders for the Wall Street Journal.
New York Times Business.
April 7th, 5:04 America, New York. Why a second Trump term could be bad for corporate America. Despite his populist promises, many bigwigs are keeping the faith that it couldn't really happen here.
New York Times Business.
April 7th, 5:02 America, New York. Can minor league baseball survive its real estate problems? The fight over a new stadium for the Eugene Emeralds highlights a wider challenge for cheaper alternatives to big league live sports. Copyright. Celeste Noche for the New York Times. Tanner Otrumba taking a swing during the Eugene Emeralds' first practice of the season last Wednesday at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon.
New York Times Business.
April 7th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Guarding royal families for $1,000 a day. Inside executive protection jobs. How three women trained to work in jobs protecting prominent families and ultra-high net worth individuals. Copyright. Johnny Cipriano for the New York Times. Monica Duperin Rodriguez worked in law enforcement for 15 years before becoming an executive protection specialist.
New York Times Business.
April 7th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Planning to combine business and leisure travel? You're not alone. As employees increasingly add leisure time to their business trips, companies are trying to figure out where their duty of care obligations begin and end. Copyright. Art Jan Venema.
New York Times Business.
April 7th, 3:05 America, New York. University Challenge. Questions. How do you stack up? Our adaptation of a few of the questions that Imperial College got right in the semifinal game.
New York Times Business.
April 7th, 3:02 America, New York. Health insurers' lucrative alliance that drives up patient bills. Five takeaways. A private equity-backed firm has helped drive down payments to medical providers, drive up patients' bills, and earn billions for insurers. Copyright. Jose A. Alvarado Jr.
New York Times Business.
April 7th, 3:02 America, New York. The New Yorker who cracked the UK's premier quiz show. Brandon Blackwell, a 30-year-old from Queens, helped turn London's Imperial College into a university challenge powerhouse. Copyright. Elias Williams for the New York Times. Brandon Blackwell was 22 years old when he decided to turn quizzing into a full-time job.